Let's get to our guest, James Chio, Southeast Asia CIO at HSBC Global Private Banking and Wealth. James, the U.S. bond market seems to be suggesting recession, whereas the stock market seems to be predicting some kind of soft landing, I suppose. So maybe we look to the dollar for some early indicator activity. It's been dropping over the past couple of days. What is it trying to tell us?
I think at this point, we are kind of at an inflection point in which markets are paying more attention to chances of possibly a pending pivot from central banks. I think firstly to slower the pace of tightening, then perhaps to pause and perhaps possibly rate cuts. But all these takes a period of time. And of course, how the process of how these sequence of central bank activity playing out really depends on the economic data outcome. So I think we are at an inflection point. And of course, that's how the bond markets, equity markets, and of course, currency markets are reacting to it.
We're looking to the end of the year. We're looking to the U.S. midterm elections. You're saying you are reducing the extent of your overweight in U.S. equities. Why is that? Because we often do see, of course, a little bit of a trading term in terms of what markets do in terms of these elections. They're historically good for stocks.
Yeah, well, there are historical relations with midterm elections which tend to be slightly positive. But I think it's very hard to kind of base on that and expect a similar kind of outcome. We are looking at fundamentals, and while we still hold an overweight in U.S. equities, we are trimming exposure, taking profit. As we expect earnings to start to kind of plateau and starts to slow down, then I think the fundamental picture, especially with global growth slowing down, doesn't exactly bode well for earnings. So I think we just want to err on the side of caution. And of course, we think that there could be quite a bit of uncertainty going forward.
We've seen a rally in Asian stocks of late after underperformance versus the S&P 500. A lot of that's tied to the possible reopening in China. That reopening seems aspirational in nature rather than based in fact. I wonder whether or not is there a way to figure out exactly what comes next in Asian markets?
Well, I think it's very difficult, but I think if you look at the growth outlook in mainland China, it remains very uncertain. You have to look at the economic data. The latest set of PMIs reflect downside risk, especially from the property market, and clearly COVID restrictions hard to predict, hard to tell when it will.
You're talking about the challenges and the gloomy outlook for China. But when it comes to the equity market, I mean, when you look at technicals, it does look like there is more upside coming through there. At one point, we do know that they are going to move away from those COVID zero policies, even though authorities have been saying they are unswervingly committed to them. You kind of don't want to be behind this trade. Where would you be looking for further upside here?
Yeah, well, I think there are pockets of relatively strength in Asia. So, of course, tourism reopening effects on some of the Asian economies can actually cause activity to grind higher. And of course, if you combine that with currency weakness, you might get some uplift and support, at least for some Asian economies. So where we think the opportunities are largely in parts of Southeast Asia, such as Indonesia and, of course, and Thailand, that could actually benefit from domestic consumption, but also the reopening trade. And we have sort of a preference for Southeast Asia over North Asia.
Interesting. You deal with a lot of high net worth individuals. I'm curious whether or not right now they seem opportunistic or cautious.
Well, I think it's a mixed bag. There will be those who have taken profit earlier on and were on the sidelines and waiting on the sidelines with cash, looking for opportunities. So for those, I think they are looking out for opportunities now. But of course, there will be those that did not take profit as fast and of course are much more affected by the sell-off in both equities and bonds. So I think it's a mixed bag. And of course, generally, the sentiment really, it's on the whole, it's still extremely dependent on how the trajectory of markets will be, which is quite uncertain as of now.
Yeah, it is uncertain, and we mentioned the dollar strength there too. What particularly do you like then in Southeast Asia?
Well, I think in Southeast Asia, we think the opportunities are, it's largely in Indonesian equities. We think that some of the banks, consumer staples, stocks associated with infrastructure looks quite interesting with the current strength of the economy. But also, I think we think opportunities in Thailand is can also benefit from the rebound in global tourism, especially with the reopening plays that's ongoing. So there are pockets of strength. There are still opportunities in this generally gloomy global outlook. But I think some of these countries can still grow quite strongly in 2023.
We've seen that there's a lot of pent-up energy for sure. I mean, the China opening story is a good example of that. You know, they just hinted at it and then boom. And actually, they didn't even really hint at it so much. It was just social media. With the higher interest rates, you know, when we get a turn there, do you feel as though inflation will drop quickly or that it will be sticky? And so even if we get a turn, we just don't see, you know, rates go any lower.
That's going to be quite a difficult call. It might not be as smooth or it might not drop as fast as most people think, really, because the core inflation is still very much sticky in many aspects, whether it's wages, rents, and it takes a while before all these starts to bite into the actual PMI data. So of course you do get uncertainty such as what's going to happen with China that could have effects on commodity markets. So I think clearly it might not be a kind of a very direct drop in inflation into 2023. You might get a bumpy ride with quite a bit of uncertainty in the months ahead.
All right, James, thanks for your time. James Chio is Southeast Asia CIO at HSBC Global Private Banking and Wealth.